views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It is so great to have you tuning us in, turning us on. What a great show we got for all of you out there. Amazing. I get to introduce you to someone that's incredible. Wait till you hear about Mia Simone, everybody. Today's show, Discover Intuition, Your Most Powerful Resource and Greatest Personal Ally. But before we get to that, just want to say hello to Mr. Benny. Hi, Mr. Benny.
Hey there, Pat. Welcome. Hello. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous as always.
I know. Fabulous. Sun shines out.
I know. So looking forward to leaving here, but not early because I got to stay here for your show.
That's right. Yeah. You know, getting out, getting the sunshine. Have you dusted off the old bike yet?
So, you know, I sold mine a couple years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, I'm not up on current events, but yeah. I thought, why did I think that you bought another one?
Well, actually, my friend conveniently has his parked at my house. So I have time when I can to ride his.
Oh,
so convenient.
See, a little psychic ability right there.
Uh-huh. His is a little bit quicker
than
mine.
Got a little psychic ability.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Are you going to share what kind of bike that is?
It's a little bit bigger than my previous. It's actually a Gixxer 750. So it's a little rocket. But, of course, I stay safe around the roads here. In Washington, it's a little bit different. But I do want to take it to the track very soon.
Oh, I can't wait till we get those pictures like we used to get.
I have to convince my friend to let me do it.
Well, that's the kind of energy we got going on here. Mia Simone is in the house, everybody. Intuitive practitioner, coach. And guess what? She has the funnest job. She guides her life daily using the gifts of intuitive knowledge. And you know what? You think about how do you get this way, right? You know, Lady Gaga would say born this way. But you know what? Sometimes you got to go get a little training, and that's what she's done. Extensive training, you know, on performing intuitive readings, in-depth knowledge of the invisible worlds of energy. So today you're going to hear what Mia believes. She believes everyone is intuitive, passion for supporting clients all over the world. Learn how to use these intuitive strategies. Learn how to know somehow that somewhere in Benny's life there was a motorcycle, right? But as we look at this, what happens on the way to becoming this incredible clairvoyant, you know, this incredible psychic? What happens? What happens when, you know, you step out into the world as this, as an intuitive? Well, before that, she's just like you, just like most of us, worked in corporate America for over 15 years. Now, how do you go from working in corporate America to working in the world of intuition? I think you're going to be thrilled about what you hear on today's show. Mia, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Pat. I really appreciate it, and I'm grateful to be here today. And hello to everyone out there who's listening today. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, let's talk about this. How do we go, like you and I did, right, from corporate America to becoming who you are today? How does something like that happen, Mia?
Well, it's interesting. And initially, it was my husband who... I was single for many years, and I met this incredible man, and I was working in corporate America during the time that I met him, and he saw that people were constantly calling me, asking me, am I going to be safe on this trip, and kind of asking for insights, and that it was my natural ability. And it was actually my husband, who is a scientist, who got me interested in the psychic realm and doing readings. And so little by little, I started learning and studying about just my own intuition first. And one of the first things that I noticed that my self-esteem, personal power, self-confidence, and my personal awareness started to shoot through the roof. That's something that I had never experienced in corporate America. And as I got further into readings and helping clients, I started to create strategies and understand more clearly how I could help myself. And it became such a vast topic for me. I started attending science conferences, getting interested in the physics of it. And it was quite an amazing, it's been an amazing journey. And it's one that it's always a process of growth. There will never be an end to it. As long as I'm alive in this lifetime and my next lifetime, I'll be studying and evolving in the realm of intuition. And basically, when we think of intuition, to me, it means understanding myself, my personal environment, how my interactions affect others, and how they affect me, persons, place, and understanding kind of how to create strategies and have a trajectory in my life to meet goals.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of like, you know, people ask me, here I am doing this. And folks ask me over and over and over again, you know, how did you get from that corporate job to here? And I'm kind of like you. I mean, there are some things I learned in that environment that are so precious for me today. You know, they mean so much in how to live a big vision. I mean, it's kind of like the training wheels, isn't it? For the greatness that we can all have in our lives, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Years and years, I worked in corporate America and I always felt like incompetent. that if you're incompetent, you actually don't know it. But I couldn't understand why I couldn't achieve the goals and the feeling of success that I wanted to experience. And I was never able to live in my potential. And I find this really often with clients that come in that aren't living in their potential. And it's not because they're not amazing people or that they don't have intuitive, you know, powers. It's that they're in the wrong environment and it's kind of set up for failure. And eventually that's what I began to understand, that the corporate environment sort of had set me up for failure and wasn't utilizing my strengths.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing that I love about that is, I don't know about you, but, you know, the dreaded performance review, right, that we get in the corporate world, you know, the dreaded performance review. I love that because I remember this. I was like a corporate executive and I got these performance reviews, three in a row, Mia, three of them. And they all said that I was on another planet. That I lived on another planet. And one of them actually said that he didn't mind that I lived on another planet. But, you know, here you and I are. Don't you think we probably could be from another planet if we really thought about it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of theories with the ancient alien theories to support that.
Yeah, so that's right.
Anything is a possibility is what I'm learning from being a professional intuitive and helping my clients understand what their gifts are and intuition as well.
Well, you know, today we're going to talk about also the theory and history of intuition. You know, what is it exactly? And, you know, and explore the realm, right? That we live in, where many people will say, no, I'm not psychic. I'm not an intuit. You know, what does that even mean? I don't even know. But yet at the same time, we kind of deny ourselves, you know, this aspect of our lives that some people actually believe, Mia, that is our birthright. And you know, part of that, I'm going to love hearing what you have to say about it. Mia Simone joining me here today. We're going to take a short break, everyone. I want to make sure that you know how to find out more about Mia when we come back. And, you know, let us know if you have any questions today. Give us a shout for that, too. When we come back, we're going to talk about the history of intuition. Science? Spirituality? You know, what exactly is it? Is there actually a theory about it? And why, if we go back thousands and thousands and thousands of years, do we hear about predictions? Do we hear about visions? Do we hear about images that were put in front of us? Let's take a short break. Mia is going to take care of all of those questions. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the show. Mia Simone joining me here today. Great, great show for all of you out there. Discover intuition, your most powerful resource and greatest personal ally. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Nick J. It's the remix.
Mia Simone is an avant-garde intuitive consultant, visionary, coach, and entrepreneur who guides her daily life using the gifts of her inner being. She is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. Learn about the science of energy, quantum physics, and the ancient knowledge of understanding how to predict and change your future. Establish focus and expand your self-confidence, personal power, and create direction. For intuitive readings and coaching, contact Mia at 310-409-0333 or visit her website at www.psychicmiasimone.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Hey Hey, everybody, welcome back. I'm so thrilled to be introducing everybody to Mia Simone. And for many of you out there, you're going to probably want to know how to get a hold of Mia, and we'll give you her website. Why don't we go ahead and do that before we jump into this conversation about intuition? What's the best way for people to find out more about you, to schedule a session?
Well, they can go to my website, PrescienceLife.com, and it's just think of the word pre and then science, and it's pronounced PrescienceLife.com. They can book a reading there, or they can contact me at 310-363-2659.
Awesome. So we're ready to chat with you about intuition and chat with you about the history of this, because most people don't really know to begin with that there's actually even a history for this. So would you walk us through this, please?
Well, it's quite interesting because as far back as Aristotle and Plato and all of these famous Greek philosophers that we hear about, Aristotle, his ethics defines wisdom as intuitive reason combined with scientific knowledge. And that was 350 BC, which I find quite interesting that that was actually on record. Then we get into the Shang and Zhao dynasties. And it's sort of interesting because their practice of divination was a measure for what they called solving doubts. And they used to use the back of tortoise shells and stalks of different flowers. And then we got into tea leaf reading. And it's there's been actually quite a few contributions of different people. Everyone knows the Myers-Briggs personality test that was around 1943, and it was actually a mother, Catherine Briggs, and her daughter, Isabel Briggs Myers, that developed a questionnaire. And initially, it was directed toward women who were going into the wartime workforce. And what was interesting about that was intuition was one of the most important features of a person's nature. And as we all know, that's one of the most widely used personality tests that employers will put you through.
Yeah.
And so we see where people are starting to take it seriously. And Carl Jung actually talked about it. And he was a psychiatrist, as many know. And he said that it was an indispensable part of life, that we have it whether we recognize it or not, and we use it. And we have to accept our intuitive intelligence as not only useful, but indispensable to our health, physically, our emotional health. And it's interesting because then they started to wonder how to apply this in business.
Right.
And during the 1960s, there was a lot of interest in mind expanding drugs. There was a lot of experiments with LSD, and it actually led the American Association for the Advancement of Science that started to recognize parapsychology as a legitimate scientific field. So that was in the 1960s.
And
in the 1970s, then we see the Cold War activities and where we started to get involved with remote viewing objects. And that's using long distance where you're in a room and you are given a latitude and a longitude of something. And then you describe sort of what's there. And there were a lot of projects around that funded by the government, like, for example, the Stargate project. And many people don't realize this, that our government was so heavily involved in a lot of study. And it's kind of interesting because they split the brain into three different parts, which was the reptilian brain, and that kind of governs the gut brain. where that's the roots of intuition, basically. But then the information has to be processed, and that's the emotional side of the brain, which is the limbic system. And then the thinking kind of selects information from our memory, which directly influences our decision making, and that's the neocortex. So during the 70s, they started to kind of sort it out, and as kind of a way to identify intuition as a, you know, an interplay between all these different systems within our body. And then in the 80s, Harvard professor Gardner developed a theory of seven different forms of intelligence and kind of understanding IQ. And intuition, of course, was among one of those as being the most important. And
wow.
Yeah. And it's wow. sort of the way he talked about it, that it played a role within basically everything linguistically and how we speak, and even in our ability to process mathematical and logical thinking, and spatical, which is picture smart, or body kinesiology, body smart. so that got evolved. And in the 1990s, of course, everyone's heard of Daniel Goleman's emotional intelligence.
Right.
Yes. Right. And that started to gain, you know, mass public acceptance. And companies started, you know, to look for, other than looking for only academic qualifications, they started recruiting candidates with strong people skills. And they realized that interpersonal intelligence, such as self-awareness and seeing links between thoughts, feelings, and reactions, and knowing if thoughts or feelings are ruling a decision, and seeing the consequences of different alternative choices and applying insights into choices, that actually started evolving as something, you know, very important. And again, we go back to the Myers-Briggs test that was created around 1943. And then subsequently, there were a lot of scientists, Bruce Lipton, Dean Radin, Roland McCratty, and Candace Pert are some examples who started to, you know, apply this to neuropsychology and realizing that there is absolutely an intuitive intelligence. And when I think of intuition, and if we go yeah. back to the caveman days, it really is only a survival skill
uh-huh.
and understanding, you know, our environment. It was a way of being able to sum up our environment and know if a predator was going to pounce on us or if food was safe to eat. And basically that's what it is a survival skill. And
you know, part of this, though, when we think about that is, you know, we think and this is really where we kind of get lost in our contemporary culture. Right. You know, we think about the fact that if we go back to the caveman, cavewoman days for a minute, just me and you for a minute. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to count on our knowledge alone to survive. OMG. We would be in a bit of trouble, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Because if we think about those conditions now and we think about what that was like, you know, we hear stories all the time of the acute, and maybe you can talk to this, the acute ability to grow that part of who we are beyond anything else, because it was based on our survival, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Turning left versus turning right either meant you were going to be eaten by something or not.
Exactly. And we're just elaborating on this knowledge, you know, and people that doubt psychic ability. It's interesting because we have satellites that send signals through the air, and that energy contains information. And basically that's, you know, if we sum it up, that's basically what we're doing. Is we typically think in pictures, we're picking up signals or picking up feelings. And, you know, the fact that it's a survival skill basically is why when we have premonitions, they tend to be more on the negative side. It tends to be a warning, as opposed to something that is good, like winning the lotto or something like that. And it is possible in certain circumstances to elaborate on every aspect of life and apply intuition to it and to gain, you know, create strategies and understand how to create our future. Although there has been a development over the years in the caveman days, we didn't necessarily think about self-esteem and confidence and, you know, goals, reaching goals. And it was all about the survival and building fires and, you know, basics. And so, now, if we elaborate on that intuitive, we can really use it to gain confidence and personal power and understand even, you know, how our bodies work and if something is good for us or not. It can be applied in everyday life, which is what I do, and kind of understanding my environment and how people affect me. And it's interesting because we have mirror neurons and we are able to mirror other people's energy or pick up on it. And one of my favorite examples is to use if you've ever walked into a room and you've been wide awake and someone yawns and then you yawn. And basically you're matching their energy or mirror neurons that were initially scientifically there so that we could have empathy for other people and understand and, you know, care for our children and have that empathy factor. So there are a lot of different ways when we think of intuition. It's a vast topic in the ways that we interact with it or use it.
Well, you know, and we're going to talk about that more too when we come back. Mia Simone joining me here today. You know, when we come back, we're going to talk about the advantages of developing our intuition. You know, how does our folks from cave people days, you know, how does that level of intuition, that level of survival, how does that fast forward to where we are today? And how can we look at the advantages of raising and becoming more intuitive? We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
You're better than the best. I'm lucky just to linger in your light. Cooler than the flip side of my pillow. That's right. Completely unaware.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, THYNE.com.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Hey, everybody. Super duper. Welcome back. Great to have you tuning us in, turning us on. Mia Simone, you're going to hear lots more from Mia. We're just thrilled to have her joining us here today. And for those of you out there, we're going to make sure you have lots of information about what she's up to, what she's doing. Mia, you work with people all over the world. Tell folks a little bit before we kind of jump back into the topic. Tell them a little bit about you in terms of how you work with people.
Well, I typically ask people to create a focus for the reading, and that's actually one of my favorite ways of working. I designed my reading style around what wasn't working for me when I had readings myself, and I like to create a specific focus. And it's interesting because oftentimes the questions that people ask aren't really the reason they come in to see me. And that is also one quick way of kind of getting to the root of an issue. And I really enjoy helping people be passionate about themselves and their potential and developing their own intuition. Oftentimes I'll recommend books or specific meditations for a client, and teach them that their energy is the most powerful in their own space. And having absolute confidence and understanding and having clear boundaries is the most effective way to be in the world. And using your intuition on a daily basis will assist them with that.
Awesome. Okay. So, we were talking about, you know, the history of intuition, how we get there. The question then becomes, what are some of the best methods or approaches for accessing intuition? And then what are some of the advantages? You know, why would we want to learn this, I guess, seems to be the question, right? Always that fabulous why question.
Well, it's interesting. The number one way of easily accessing intuition is through meditation. Most people don't like to hear that. And I tell people when they're meditating, just start out for a few minutes every day. Because if you think of it as just creating awareness around your environment and sort of your electromagnetic field, which is also known as your aura, and understanding that. So meditation, and there are, you know, for example, when you're first starting to develop your intuition, you can kind of take a peek, sit down for a few minutes in the morning and take a peek into the day and see how you think it will go. And just jot down any notes that you have and have observations during the day about what took place. And create strategies in terms of how you think the day is going to go. A lot of intuition is just practice and through repetition. Also recording dreams. Dreams tend to be very accurate in terms of predicting the future. And definitely keeping a diary every day will help you. And it can be very fun when, I know a lot of people have ringers on their phone now that indicates when they're calling, but just playing guessing games about who's knocking at the door, who's calling. And just, it's basically about creating awareness and thinking about connecting your spirit into your body and how you're manifesting your spiritual self onto the physical plane. And the more meditation you do, the more familiar you'll become with that.
You know, so for people, you know, the question mark is, and if for some people, not for everybody, is, you know, how does this help me in the world that I live in? What are the advantages of it? And, you know, we started the show out by you and me talking about our corporate jobs. And, you know, I don't know what your thought is on that, but I didn't really look back at that in the way I look back at it today. But intuition played an enormous part for me back in the corporate world when I sit down and I actually think about it.
Well, one of the most interesting things that I've discovered, as many other intuitives have, I'm sure, that it being aware of owning what I call owning your space or owning your own energy. Some of for example, in the corporate environment, you know, 1,000 people could say that they got along with such and such individual, where I felt uncomfortable around that person. And I felt that I had to spend time with, someone that I didn't care for. And oftentimes intuition will tell us that even though someone may be saying that they enjoy our company, they like us, that, you know, we have a bad feeling about it. And so I say never spend time with people we don't feel good around. And basically, intuition will tell us all of those things, who's healthy for us, and understanding cycles in our life. Everything is cyclical, and the sun, the moon, the earth, and our lives are cyclical as well. There's times to, you know, for example, create strategies and around money growth or personal growth, and understanding kind of through observation, those cycles and applying yourself. That's all intuition. And I think the most powerful one for me was just being able to connect with my inner being and understand how my actions were affecting my future and how I had so much more control over my future than what anyone could imagine.
Well, and, you know, part of that too, though, is, and we think about that today, and, you know, fast forward to the world we live in, you know, you're out there and you're looking for a job and you're trying to think to yourself, oh man, okay, I'm looking for a job. What job do I apply to? You know, and so let's just break it down. You know, to that simple place. Let's just start there. Because some folks are saying one of the most competitive environments right now is the whole job hunting idea. And, you know, fascinating about that, when you hear stories about how people either got the jobs that they have or going about it, it's like connecting the dots. It's like, yeah, you shut up over here, but you didn't really plan to be over there. And so, you know, even applying for a job, there's some intuitive sense of it. You know, I don't know how many times I've heard this, but I bet you have as well. You know, where people are saying, yeah, you know, I got to get a job. You know, I really went over here. I applied for that job. And I didn't really want that job. I mean, aren't we talking about things like this as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And most often I find that talking to people, they had a gut feeling about it initially and they didn't follow it. And most often this is how, intuition shows up, is just a feeling in the body or a gut feeling that something's wrong, but we don't have the evidence to back it up. And this is where just trusting that gut instinct or the bad feeling, because mm-hmm. oftentimes, and making a different decision to sort of move away from the job that we don't feel good about. And, you know, that's part of intuition, is believing in yourself and trusting yourself, because you may never know the answers to a lot of the decisions that you've made. You know, for example, the job that just on paper seemed fabulous, but you had a bad gut feeling about it.
Right.
You know, you probably, chances are, will never know, why. And that's also where developing trust for yourself and, understanding that that's one of the most important keys, and not going, with sort of with the crowd. And, you know, that's what I find losing seniority in your space. With intuition, you clearly understand the difference between your space and someone else's. And you make decisions based on what's good for you and not the observations of others. And that's, I find, one of the most helpful aspects of being very intuitive, is just understanding, is this my information, or it, you know, again, the mirror neurons come into play. Is this someone else's information? And that's one of the most, I think, important aspects of just understanding your own intuition.
Yeah. And when we talk about understanding your own intuition, you know, we're talking about, you know, looking at certain aspects of our lives and thinking about the unlimited amount of decisions that we make in any given day. I mean, we've heard stories about this, you know, about people either getting on a plane or not getting on a plane, or, you know, doing this or doing that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Mia is going to take us through, you know, how does using intuition help us live in our full potential? How does it help us grow personally? And yeah, let's see if she can prove it to us. We're going to take a short break, everyone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay, won't I turn right back around? Give me one reason to stay here. Oh, when I turn right back around.
Mia Simone is an avant-garde intuitive consultant, visionary, coach, and entrepreneur who guides her daily life using the gifts of her inner being. She is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. Learn about the science of energy, quantum physics, and the ancient knowledge of understanding how to predict and change your future. Establish focus and expand your self-confidence, personal power, and create direction. For intuitive readings and coaching, contact Mia at 310-409-0333 or visit her website at www.psychicmiasimone.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedmann Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8th. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and skyofangels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
'Cause I don't wanna leave you lonely, but you gotta make me change my mind.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Great to have you. Mia Simone's in the house. Mia, one more time, tell the best way for folks to find out more about you.
Well, you can go to my website is prescienclife.com, and it's just the word pre-science. And actually, prescience is the ability to understand events before they take place. And that comes through having confidence and creating strategies and kind of understanding how our actions are affecting our future life. So it's prescienclife.com. Or they can call 310-363-2659.
Awesome. All right. So now you're going to completely enlighten us. All right. Tell us about intuition and, you know, the vastness of what that can bring.
Well, it's interesting. I wanted to talk a little bit about premonitions and being able to predict the future. And there's been a lot of debate on that, obviously. And it's interesting because, first of all, time is just a common agreement. And other than cycles that the earth goes through, we don't really understand or know what time is. It's just a conventional agreement. And what's interesting about that is it is very possible to predict the future since we don't really know what time we're in. And one of the linchpins of quantum physics is the uncertainty principle, which was elaborated on by Werner Heisenberg. And he said it's impossible to determine the position and the momentum of a subatomic particle at the same time. Our knowledge of attributes of a particle is fundamentally limited. When we focus on a particle's position, we distort its momentum, and we focus on its momentum, we can't fix the position. So our knowledge is partial, and therefore there's apparently no way around this barrier. And it's interesting because this situation, what he talks about, it bears a resemblance to premonitions. And there's one example after another of people, you know, having a dream about some horrible event, but not understanding what time it's in or where. And one theory around this is that first of all, in evolution, it would be impossible for evolution if we knew exactly everything, where to hunt animals, and we knew everything that was going to happen. But premonitions are actually common. And again, most of those come from dreams. They tend to be very accurate. And you can learn through recording dreams and understanding kind of the symbolic, because intuition rarely appears as being literal, you can kind of understand, you know, to pinpoint more sort of the timing of intuitions or premonitions. And the future is very fluid. I find that most things we can change. Absolutely. We can change the course of our future. And also just having kind of a healthy respect for chaos and is key to developing intuition and kind of developing premonitions. And what I mean by that is just not expecting the world to be a certain way and having a healthy respect that there is chaos in the world. And sometimes we can't always, you know, understand or plan everything. And the ability to kind of change course and reevaluate sort of your goals or, you know, understanding kind of the symbolism behind the premonitions.
Right. I mean, and, you know, part of that too, though, is when we think about that is it really does require, doesn't it, like this sense of purity in the space that we're in at the moment. And I, you know, and what I mean by that is, you know, if I'm sitting here and I'm texting away, you know, maybe I'm going to be able to do that. I don't know. But for the most part, you know, if I am involved in the mind chatter of myself, how am I ever going to be able to figure out, you know, or be quiet enough to get a sense of what's happening? Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why even a few minutes of meditation when you wake up in the morning and, you know, before you go to bed is very useful. And I find typically most of us can't focus longer than a couple minutes anyway. So, but it can yield like tremendous results just from, you know, taking note of your surroundings and doing mini meditations and kind of quieting your mind is extremely helpful.
Yeah. And, you know, so for many people, we're going to get to actually see you in action, you know, as we move forward with the shows, which is going to be really fun. You know, what kind of folks do you work with? We have about 2 or 3 minutes left. And I would love for you to talk to our listeners about, you know, who are the folks that, you know, come to you and give us an idea of the range of topics.
I work with all age groups, with people from every socioeconomic background you can imagine. It's interesting as sometimes people want to heal from a relationship or they just want to be more effective in life in general. Most of the questions I get are, when am I going to find romance and things of that nature? But I find when we don't kind of have what we want or what we need, all of life is about relationships and understanding how we relate to ourselves and how we relate to others. And I find that there's something underneath that, some belief system, the most common ones being just low self-esteem or lack of confidence in our abilities. And so I'm able to help people kind of explore that. And many times I can predict the future. I find that, again, the timing, sometimes most of my predictions tend to be accurate, but the timing isn't always there. But I'm able to help people create strategies and more understand sort of, you know, why they're at where they're at or why they're feeling or just to validate people sometimes. So it really tends to run the gamut. People come into me for business strategies or court trials, all kinds of things. But I find oftentimes people just need to be validated and kind of understand things sometimes really helps to heal if we can understand a process or what happened or even see our part in it and what our contribution was and sort of the issue or how we're contributing to our life, either in a positive way or in one that's not as helpful.
Wow. Well, Mia, it was so great that, you know, we're kind of getting this first show under our belt. And I'm looking forward to just really exploring this world of intuition with you. I know you've got a lot of exciting things going on. Thank you so much today. And I'd love to ask you one last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Well, I think that we can live in passion every single day. We can live in our potential. And I like to break things, you know, time kind of into each day and live passionately each day and feel like somehow we've reached our potential within that day. I think it's good to have long range goals, but just being passionate about daily life. And, you know, the exploration of intuition has been a key role for me in that.
Awesome. Mia Simone, everybody. Hey, thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Mia, thank you for joining me here today. Whoa. Everybody out there, make yourselves a fabulously awesome day.
Thank you.
Mia Simone is an avant-garde intuitive consultant, visionary, coach, and entrepreneur who guides her daily life using the gifts of her inner being. She is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. Learn about the science of energy, quantum physics, and the ancient knowledge of understanding how to predict and change your future. Establish focus and expand your self-confidence, personal power, and create direction. For intuitive readings and coaching, contact Mia at 310-409-0333 or visit her website at www.psychicmiasimone.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's BrendaThyne.com.
put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.